www.attableek.com, The Reviver of Iman.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, this is wara'ul wara. It is beyond human comprehension. Akbar min kulli kabir, aqwa min kulli qawi, a'az min kulli aziz, a'azam min kulli azim, ajal min kulli jaleel. Greater than anything with greatness, more majestic than anything with majesty, more powerful than anything with power, more mighty than anything with might, more glorious than anything with glory. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهُ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهُ Allah is the ilah of the heavens, Allah is the ilah of the earth. لَيْسَ مَعْهُ إِلَهُ يُخْشَى وَلَا رَبُّ يُرْجَى وَلَا حَاجِبُ يُرْشَى وَلَا وَزِيرُ يُرْتَى There is no other ilah that has to be feared, no other Rabb upon whom they can be hope. There is no doorkeeper, minister or advisor with Allah. Allah is Ahad. Allah is Samad. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath this earth, every cell in our bodies, every atom in this universe belongs to Allah. For it to come into existence, it is dependent on Allah. For it to carry out whatever function or task it is carrying out, it is dependent on Allah. For it to exhibit any property, it is dependent on Allah. For its existence to terminate, it is dependent on Allah. One Allah alone. Allah's greatness, this puny human intellect, can never ever do justice to ever conceiving or describing the greatness of Allah. That personality, Wahab bin Munabbah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَمْ يُعْطِ جَمِيعَ النَّاسِ مِنْ بَدْءِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ إِنْقِضَائِهَا مِنَ الْأَقْلِ فِي جَمْبِ أَقْلِهِ إِلَّا كَحَبَّةِ رَمْلٍ بَيْنَ رِمَالِ الدُّنْيَا. He says, if the combined uqul and intelligence of every human being, from Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come before Qiyamah, every human being, if their uqul and intelligence is pooled together and equated to one grain of sand, then the aqal and intelligence of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would be all the grains of sand on the surface of the earth. Despite having that aqal, that intelligence, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself says, Allahumma la astati'u thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. O Allah, I also cannot praise you as you ought to be praised. You are as you have praised yourselves. What is this human intellect, human brain? Sometimes Qurbani time, you look at a sheep brain. In composition, the human brain is similar, piece of flesh. 100 billion nerve cells interconnected. Simple piece of flesh outwardly. Where does it originate from? Nutfa. Nutfa, from a drop of sperm. Allah fashions, designs. Allah exhibits His hakimiyat, His hukumiyat, His samadiyat, His jabariyat. Allah is khaliq, Allah is basir, Allah is badi, Allah is musawwir. Allah is the creator. Allah brings from non-existence into existence. Allah exhibits, Allah brings shape. Allah brings form, Allah brings color, progression, development, where? Not in conducive circumstances, no. Fi butuni ummahatikum, in the womb of your mothers. Is the lighting good? No. Fi dhulumatin thalath, in three layers of darkness. What at one time is a drop of sperm, stage upon stage of development, that which Quran describes. Perhaps there are very few topics where the Quran has given such, has dealt with as expansively as the development of this human being is dealt with in the Quran. الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى أَلَمْ يَكُ نُطْفَةً مِّن مَنِيِّ يُمْنَى ثُمَّ كَانَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقَ فَسَوَّى وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِّن طِينَ ثم جعلناه نطفة في قرار مكين ثم خلقنا النطفة علقة فخلقنا العلقة مضغة فخلقنا المضغة عظاما فكسونا العظام لحما ثم أنشأناه خلقا آخر فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين. Allah says, verily we created this insan from an extract of clay. From an extract of clay, he was made into a drop of sperm in a safe receptacle. From a drop of sperm into a clot of blood. From a clot of blood into a lump of flesh. Stage upon stage upon stage of creation. Perfection. Perfection, what is the margin of error in the development of the fetus in the womb of the mother? Three layers of darkness. This woman turns, she walks, she talks. It is not a stable or a controlled environment. Yet we find in the riwayat, لَمْ أَزَلْ أُدَبِّرْ فِيكَ تَدْبِيرًا فَقَدَرْنَا فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ. Allah says, we continue exhibiting our tadbir, our fashioning, our originating, exhibiting our qudrat in the development of this fetus. What is the margin for error? Scientists say, if you take a second, divide it into 100 million parts, to that extent, an error has to occur in the development of this fetus, then the eyeballs, instead of on the face, will end up underneath the feet. Stage upon stage of creation, what at one time is a drop of sperm, 9 months later is brought forth, 6 billion times heavier, 100 million times bigger. Insan, this human being, whom Allah says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We have created insan in the most beautiful of forms, the paragon of Allah's creation, manifestation of the qudrat and the power of Allah. One cell is brought forth 9 months later, insan, a composition of 100 trillion cells. Fatabarakallah, ahsanul khaliqin. Blessed is Allah who is the best of creators. Coming back to what we were talking about, just the brain, 100 billion nerve cells interconnected. How does a piece of flesh develop emotions? How does it develop feelings, love, intelligence, memory, passion, desire, revenge, the desire for revenge, the ability to show affection, to show kindness, to show compassion, myriad emotions, a sea of emotions contained in a piece of flesh. Where does it happen? This is a living manifestation of the Qudrat and the power of Allah. This tiny piece of flesh, it is said if the nerve fibers of the brain have to be opened up and you form a rope from this ijtima guy in Ladysmith. Take this rope right to the moon. Take it around the moon and bring it back. It will reach back this ishtimaga. The nerve fibers of the brain of one human being are 580,000 kilometers long. Each millimeter of the nerve fibers contains the retentive capacity of 18 supercomputers put together. Such is the Qudrat of Allah. Such is the power of Allah. Such is the greatness of Allah. The mind, this puny human intellect, can never ever comprehend Allah's greatness. Allah's greatness is wara'ul wara. It is beyond human comprehension. Look at the manner in which Allah praises Himself in the Quran. Sabbaha lillah. Sabbaha lillah. Ma fis samawati wal ard. وهو العزيز الحكيم له ملك السماوات والأرض يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا وَمَا يَنْزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ. Everything in the heavens and the earth. مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth is engaged in tasbih of Allah, glorifying Allah, praising Allah. What is the vastness of Allah's creation? When Quran makes the statement, مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, what is the magnitude, the extent of Allah's creation? Can we count it? Can we even comprehend the number of Allah's creation? Ants. One tiny example. One colony of ants comprises of 100 million ants. 100 million ants. One million ants form one colony. What is the eyesight of this tiny creation of Allah? It is said that this creation cannot see more than 1 centimeter in front of it. Cannot see more than 1 centimeter. Yet you'll observe when ants travel, they move in a straight line. Sometimes exercise the logic which Allah has given us. How is it possible that they're able to form a straight line when they can't see more than 1 centimeter in front of them? The home of ants, you'll see in the jungles in Africa, beautiful homes they build. Ant colonies. Ulama say, Hisne Haseen. Fortified fortresses. This tiny makhluk of Allah, when it builds its home, cognizance is taken of the direction from which the wind blows. Cognizance is taken of which direction the sun rises from, where it sets from. Ventilation system, irrigation system, sewage disposal system. Engineers in blindness. Such is the intellect, such a tiny creation. Such is such a tiny creation, it is said, It is said if the nervous system of 100 million ants is put together, it will weigh 20 gram only. And yet such intelligence this tiny creation exhibits. Youngsters nowadays, they go to the gym, they take steroids, they start pumping ions, building up muscles. If you weigh 100 kilos, how much are you going to lift? You're going to lift 100 kilos? Very difficult to lift your own body weight. This tiny ant, it is said, can lift 50 times its body weight. One creation of Allah. رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. What does Allah say? Allah is the Rabb. When Allah introduces Himself in the Quran, first, sifat and attribute of Allah. Allah begins His introduction, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah is the Rabb. One explanation Mufassirin give of Rabb, what is Rabb? They say that Zat and that being that took you from non-existence. You are Adam, you didn't exist. Allah created you, brought you from non-existence into existence. And then He took you through the various stages of your development. Every stage, prior to that stage, Allah knew your needs, fulfilled that need, and took you right up to perfection. That is your Rabb. رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. Allah is that Rabb that has created everything and given every creation the necessary guidance for it to carry out that task and function and purpose for which it has been created. Manifest examples. Spiders, there are 10,000 different species of spiders. One tiny insect, 10,000 different types. There's one spider that lives in the water. Half its web is under the water, half its web is above the water. The half of the web that is under the water is waterproof. The half of the web that is above the water catches oxygen and conveys it to the half that is under the water. And that web which that spider spins, where does it get the intelligence? Where does it get the chemical know-how to develop that web? It is said if that one strand of the web of the spider had to be compared to steel of a similar thickness, it is 4,000 times stronger than steel. These are tiny creations of Allah. What is Quran telling us? سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, multitudes, multitudes of Allah's creation. The heavens. Allahu Akbar. What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? أَطَّتِ السَّمَاءَ وَحُقَّ لَهَا أَن تَئِطْ مَا فِيهَا مَوْضِعُ أَرْبَعِ أَصَابِعُ إِلَّا وَفِيهَا مَلَكٌ وَاضِعٌ جَبْهَتَهُ سَاجِدًا لِلَّهِ. He said the sky creaked, groaned, it couldn't take the weight. حُقَّ لَهَا أَن تَئِطْ. What does my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? He says, why should it not be so? It's not surprising that the sky was not able to take it the weight. Weight of what? He said, you will not find the space of four fingers. You will not find the space of four fingers, but there is one angel in sajda before Allah. How many angels did Allah create? وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Only Allah knows the numbers. Allah knows the numbers. Example. One riwayat it is mentioned that from Ka'batullah, if a straight line had to be drawn up, it will strike the Baytul Ma'mur in the seventh heaven, which is the Kaaba of the Malaika. Every day, the creation of angels precedes the creation of the heavens and the earth. From the time the angels were created, every day, 70,000 angels make tawaf of Baytul Ma'mur. Scientists estimate the age of this universe to be 13.4 billion years. True or untrue, Allah knows best. Hypothetically, if we assume that this universe is 13.4 billion years old, what does this mean? Every day, for the last more than 13 billion years, 70,000 malaika making tawaf of Baytul Ma'mur. This will carry on right up till Qiyamah. One angel will not get a second chance. How many angels has Allah created? What is the vastness of one angel of Allah? Qurtubi rahimahullah mentions the riwayat in his tafsir that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in Ghar Hira. Jibreel reveals himself before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Such is the maqam, such is the status of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Jibreel was sahib wahi, used to bring wahi and revelation from Allah upon Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Some Nabis in their lifetime, Jibreel came 10 times, some 3 times, some little bit more than that. Some Anbiya alayhi salam in their entire lifetime, Jibreel didn't even come once. How many times did Jibreel come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Ulama mentioned 24,000 times. 23 years of Nubuwwat, 8,156 days, 24,000 times Jibreel was sent to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On one occasion, I'm digressing, Jibreel asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallam asked Jibreel the question. That, oh Jibreel, Allah has said in the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. When Allah describes Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran, look at this verse. This ma is ma nafi, negation. Illa is istisna, exception. Ulama say that in any sentence or any verse, when nafi and istisna comes together, it creates a meaning of absolute, total exclusivity. What is Allah saying? وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا. We have not sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except rahmah, mercy for every alam. From head to toe he was rahmat. From head to toe he was compassion. From head to toe he was mercy. Allah says, we have sent you as nothing else but a mercy. For whom? For whom? Quran does not say lil mu'mineen, or lil muwahideen, or lil muqineen, or lil sa'imeen, or lil sa'imeen, or lil qaniteen, or lil dhakireen. Allah does not say we have sent you as a mercy for the believers, for those who fast, for those who make salah, for those who are obedient to Allah. No! Allah says we have sent you as a mercy for every alam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to Jibreel, Jibreel, you are also contained in alam. Allah says, I was a mercy for every alam. How was I a mercy for you? How were you also benefited by my rahmat? This is the meaning of this question. What is the response Jibreel gives? He says, Ya Rasulullah, when Allah created Jahannam, such a creation of Allah. How many places in the Quran Allah describes Jahannam? Innaha lava nazza'atan lishawa tad'u man adbara wa tawalla fi samum wa khamim wa dhillin min yahmum la baridi wa la kareem. Inna alladhina kafaru bi ayatina sawfa nuslihim nara kullama nadijat juluduhum baddalnahum juludan ghayraha liyadhuqul adhab. فَذُوقُوا فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا. Verse upon verse in the Quran, Allah describes Jahannam so that we become conscious of it. Allah says it is a raging fire. It will scorch the skin of man. Black vapors, huge, huge plumes of smoke. Ma'a khamim, boiling hot water. What is the extent of the heat of the water of Jahannam? Sand becomes glass in this world at 1530 degrees Celsius. Water starts boiling at 100 degrees Celsius. 1530 degrees Celsius, sand turns into glass. What is the heat of Jahannam? What is the heat of the water of Jahannam? One riwayat, it comes, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if one bucket, One bucket of Maya Hamim, the water of Jahannam, one bucket of it had to be brought into this world, the seven oceans will start boiling. Tirmizi Sharif Riwayat, on one occasion Rasulullah is sitting with Sahaba. He says, oh my Sahaba, if this masjid had to expand so that it contains 100,000 insan, and then a Jahannam had to be brought into this world, ثُمَّ يَتَنَفَّسْ and then he had to breathe out once, one breath. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, this entire masjid and 100,000 insan will be burned to ashes. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا سَوْفَ نُسْلِيهِمْ نَارًا. Allah says, those who will belie our signs, soon we will enter them into a blazing fire. كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ. Each time one layer of skin is burned. Why does Quran say layer of skin? Recently, in medical science we find this discovery, that the nerve cells by which we are able to feel the sensation of pain, the sensory nerve cells for the perception of pain, are contained in the largest organ of the body, that is the skin. The skin of a normal person, about 1 centimeter thick. It is said the skin of a Jahannami will be 85 feet in width. The skin of a Jahannami will be 85 feet in width. If you remove the skin of a person, he will not feel any pain. Why? Because the nerves by which pain is perceived are contained in the skin. That is why Quran said, every time one layer of skin is burned, we will replace it with another layer of skin. لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ, so that they can continue tasting the azab of Jahannam. One occasion Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw Mikail Alayhi Salam, great angel of Allah. Mikail was crying. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to Jibreel, oh Jibreel, why is Mikail crying? What was the response? Jibreel said, Ya Rasulullah, ma jaffat aina mundhu khuliqat innar. From the time Jahannam was created, Mikail has not stopped crying. Such a wabal, Allah protect us. Malaika were not told. Malaika were not told that you will become the coals of Jahannam, or that you will become the fuel of Jahannam. Insan and jinnat were told that. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, wa quduha an-nasu wal hijara. Allah says, oh you who believe, save yourselves and your families from Jahannam. Wa quduha an-nasu wal hijara, the fuel of which is men and stones. Malaika were not told this. Human beings were told this. And this verse of the Quran is revealed in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَامَ شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ, an elderly sahabi gets up. أَحِجَارَةُ جَهَنَّمْ كَحِجَارَةِ الدُّنْيَا. Ya Rasulullah, are the stones of Jahannam, are the stones of Jahannam like the stones of the dunya of this world? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responds, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَصَخْرَةٌ مِّن صَخْرِ جَهَنَّمْ كَعَظَمِ جِبَالِ الدُّنْيَا كُلِّهَا. By the qasam of that being, in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one pebble of Jahannam, its girth and magnitude is more than the largest mountain of this world. When the sahabi hears this, he starts breathing heavily. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rushes forward. قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. He says لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ and passes away on the spot. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the khawf of Jahannam has taken the life of your companion. Jibreel Amin says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Jahannam was created, this fear entered my heart, that perhaps I also will enter Jahannam. Perhaps I also will enter Jahannam. Jibreel is saying. Then Allah sent you as His Nabi, and Allah revealed the Quran upon you. Quran was the miracle of Rasulullah, given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in that Quran, Allah describes Jibreel. إنه لقول رسول كريم ذي قوة عند ذي العرش مكين مطاع ثم أمين. One place Allah describes him like that. Another place Allah says, وإنه لتنزيل رب العالمين نزل به الروح الأمين على قلبك لتكون من المنذرين. Sifat and attributes of Jibreel are mentioned in the azali eternal language of Quran. Allah says Jibreel is Ruhul Amin, he is Amanat Dar. Rasulun Kareem, he is honorable, virtuous. Muta' Thamma Amin. Five sifat, five attributes praising Jibreel are revealed in the Quran. That such an angel was entrusted with this Quran. These are his qualities. Jibreel says, when Quran was revealed with these qualities upon you, Ya Rasulullah, then only I got this tasalli and this comfort in my heart that I will be safe from Jahannam. This is how your rahmat benefited me also. Coming back to this incident, Allama Qurtubi mentions, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in Ghar Hira. Jibreel normally would come in different shapes and forms. Sometimes he would come in the shape of a sahabi by the name of Dahya Kalbi radiallahu anhu, who was a very handsome sahabi. Sometimes he would come in other shapes and forms. This occasion is Tala Alahu Jibreel. Jibreel revealed himself in his original form. In his original form, such is the girth of Jibreel. فَسَدَّ الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ إِلَى الْمَغْرِبِ. The entire horizon was blotted out. The whole world became invisible, blackened and darkened when Jibreel revealed himself in his original form. Such a frightening scene this was. فَخَرَّ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَغْشِيًا عَلَيْهِ. Allah's Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم fell down unconscious as a result of this. When Jibreel observed what had happened, he shrunk to the form of a person, revived Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam regained consciousness, he said, Subhanallah ya Jibreel, ma dhanantu anna Allah ta'ala khalaqa ahadan ala mithli hadhihi surah. He says, glory be to Allah, O Jibreel, I had no idea. I had no idea that Allah has created anything as vast as you. What was Jibreel's response? He said, إِنَّمَا نَشَرْتُ جَنَاحَيْنِ مِنْ أَجْنِحَتِي وَإِنَّ لِي سِتُّ مِئَةِ جَنَاحِ. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I only opened up two of my wings. And Allah has given me 600 wings. وَمَا أَنَا فِي جَنْبِ مَا خَلَقَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا يَسِيرًا. He goes on, he says, Ya Rasulullah, I am only one small creation of Allah. I am only one insignificant creation of Allah. خَلَقَ اللَّهُ إِسْرَافِيلِ. Allah has created Israfil. Jibreel is giving an example now of another creation. I am small. There are creations that are much larger than me. He's giving an example. خَلَقَ اللَّهُ إِسْرَافِيلِ. Allah has created Israfil. لَهُ سِتُّ مِئَةِ جَنَاحِ. Israfil has 600 wings. One wing of Israfil is larger than my entire wujud. Sahibul Qarn. Who is Israfil alayhi salam? Sahibul Qarn. The owner of the trumpet. Sahibul Sur. One occasion Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the Sahaba. Kayfa an'am. Kayfa an'am. Wa qadil taqama sahibul qarn il qarn. وحنا جبهته وأصغى سمعه وفي رواية لا يرتد إليه طرفه ينتظر أن يؤمر فينفخ. الله أكبر. كيف أنعم. He says, oh my Sahaba, what satisfaction can there be in this life? Where is the justification? Where is the justification for the chase behind this dunya? Chasing, chasing, chasing. That Allah who created this dunya, how many places Allah calls out? I'lamu. I'lamu. What is this I'lamu? It is as if Allah is shaking us. Allah is shaking, I'lamu. Why don't you realize? Come to know, realize. I'lamu, what, O my Allah? Annama al-hayatu al-dunya la'ibun walahu. Wazina, watafakhurun bainakum, watakathurun fil amwali wal awlad. Kamathali ghayth. أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. Come to know, realize the life of this world is a game, an amusement. لعب ولهو وزينة. Outward attraction, outward embellishment. Tafakhurun bainakum, competing with one another. Takathurun fil amwali wal awlad, amassing and amassing and amassing the things of this world. What is the reality? What is the reality behind this? Allah says, kamathali ghayth. It is spring, then it is summer. You look out at the field, you look at the harvest, the flowers are blooming. The harvest is blooming, it is fresh, it is attractive. It is harvesting season. Does it remain like that? Does it remain like that? No! ثُمَّ يَهِيج فَتَرَاهُ مُسْفَرَّ ثُمَّ يَكُونُ حُطَامًا. Does it remain like that? No! Eventually it will dry up. Eventually it will become brittle. Eventually that crop and that harvest will die. Winter will come. The harsh weather and wind and winds of winter will dry up that entire crop in exactly the same way Allah says is the life of this world. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived by that rising sun. It rises up. It lights up the whole world. The sun reaches its zenith, proudly calling out to the whole of humanity, I am in my Raj. I am in Uruj. I am ruling the world. The whole world is lit up. What happens? Does it remain like that? No! Every day that sun sounds out the message to humanity, gradually, 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 as it starts descending to the blackness of the horizon in the west, eventually it is swallowed up by the darkness of the west, sounding out this message to the entire humanity, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ. Don't be deceived by your palaces. Don't be deceived by your wealth. Don't be deceived by your bank vaults. Don't be deceived by the glitter and glamour of the gold and silver and attractions of this world. That personality, my respected brothers, I am speaking to you. Whether what I am saying to you is accepted by Allah, or whether what I am saying to you is a source of pleasure to Allah, or whether tomorrow, in Allah's court, I will regret every word that I said. When it will be said to me that you wanted their praises, you wanted them to look up to you, you wanted them to admire your memory, you wanted them to admire your capacity of speaking, you got that, now here you will get nothing. Whether it's a source of Allah's pleasure, whether it's a source of Allah's displeasure, I don't know. You are sitting and listening to this talk. Is your coming here pleasing to Allah? Are you motivated with the correct jazba and zeal? Or did you come here out of curiosity? Did you come here with some other purpose? Did you come here to show someone else that you came here? Whether Allah has accepted it or rejected it, you do not know. These were those personalities. These were those personalities that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held his hand. And he said, Ya Ali, atarda an yakuna manziluka muqabila manzilati fil jannah. He said, Oh Ali, does it not please you that your home will be in front of my home in Jannah? He said, Raditu ya Rasulallah. I am happy, O Nabi of Allah, I am happy. These were those personalities in Khaybar. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes the announcement, مَعُطِيَنَّ هَذِهِ الرَّايَةِ I will give the flag to lead the army. One is every Muslim, it is part of his iman. I love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even if he has an iota of iman, every Muslim has this tamanna, has this dawah, has this claim, I love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? I will give this flag to a person whom Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love. Yuhibbuhu Allahu wa Rasuluhu. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love him. Each sahabi desires it. Each sahabi is wondering who will be given this honor. On that occasion, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Aina Ali ibn Abi Talib, where is Ali radiallahu anhu? That maqam, that status, that basharat. Yet Zarar bin Dhamma Kan'ani, in the court of Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he is asked to describe Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, I saw Ali, وَقَدْ أَرْخَ اللَّيْلُ السُّدُولَ وَغَارَدْ نُجُومُ. The night had dropped its curtains, the stars had become hidden, it was pitch black. I saw Ali, قَائِمًا فِي مِحْرَابِهِ قَابِضًا عَلَى لِحْيَتِهِ يَتَمَلْمَلُ تَمَلْمُلَ السَّلِيمُ وَيَبْكِي بُكَى الْحَزِينُ. He said, I saw him night after night, standing on his musalla in the mihrab, having caught hold of his beard, remonstrating with himself. Yabki bukal hazin, crying as one who has received news of some tragedy. His body shaking with the fear of Allah, like the body of one who has been bitten by a poisonous snake or scorpion. As the venom flows through his bloodstream, the manner in which his body will shiver, the body of Ali, says, I saw night in, night out, his body shaking like this. فَكَأَنِّي أَسْمَعُهُ الْآنِ. Zarar bin Dhamra says, it is, I can still hear the heart-rending supplication of Ali ringing in my ears right up till now. Ya Rabbana. Ya Rabbana. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah. ثم يقول للدنيا. Then Ali would turn to the dunya and he would say, إلي تغررتي, إلي تشوفتي, إلي تشوقتي, إلي تزينت. يا بيضاء, يا صفراء, غري غيري, قد بتتك ثلاث. عمرك قصير, مجلسك حقير, خطرك يسير. لأعطين هذه الراية, I will give this flag to a person whom Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love. He was told, your home is in front of my home in Jannah. Yet night in, night out, crying on the musalla, turning to the dunya and saying, are you trying to entice me? Are you trying to deceive me? Are you trying to attract me? Have you embellished yourself for me? O gold, O silver, O glitter, O glamour of this world, ghurri ghairi, deceive someone else. Deceive someone else. قَدْ بَتَتُكِ ثَلَاثَ. I have divorced you 3 times. عُمْرُكِ قَصِير, مَجْلِسُكِ حَقِير, خَتَرُكِ يَسِير. Your lifespan is very short. What did my Nabi say? مَدْ دُنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا مِثْلُ مَا يَجَلُ أَحَدُكُمْ إِسْبَعَهُ فِي الْيَمِّ فَلْيَمْدُرْ بِمَا يَرْجِعَ. He said, dunya compared to akhirat is like you take your finger, poke it in the ocean, lift it up. Normally how we translate this, that the droplet of water that remains on your finger is the dunya, the entire ocean is akhirat. Ulama explained that translation also is incorrect. Because the droplet of water doesn't remain on your finger, it falls back into the ocean. The wetness that remained on your finger, by the qasam of my Allah, is the dunya, and the entire ocean is akhirat. Umruki qasir, majlisuki haqir. Khataruki, you are valueless. You are valueless. What is coming with us? That youngster stands in front of the mirror. He's got his Ray-Bans on. He's got the necklace around his neck. He preens, admires himself, looking from this direction, looking from that direction. As if there is no one like him. That young girl, the bloom of her cheeks were compared to the bloom of roses. The twinkling of her eyes to the twinkling of stars. She thinks she is the Miss Universe, the Zulekha of the time. She stands in front of that mirror, preening, looking from this direction, looking from that direction. Why don't we realize, my respected brothers, it is just a few moons. Just a few moons. What Botox treatment and what cosmetics and what plastic surgery and what chemicals are you going to use to delay the onset of the ravages of time? How are you going to stop that tick, 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 tick of the clock? Is not every passing day bringing you closer to your qabr? Is not every setting sun a reminder of the day when the sun of your life will set? Is not every janazah that passes you a reminder that next is your turn? How often would my Nabi not visit the graveyard? Read the riwayat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many times sahaba say, I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Baqi. He was entering Baqi, leaving Baqi, leaning against the wall of Baqi. This happened, that happened. An indication of how often he would visit the graveyard. He encouraged his ummah, visit the graveyard, stand in front of that grave. Harun Rashid, ruler of three continents. Three continents. Those who have some idea of geography. Amongst the Banu Umayyah Khalif, this was one of the greatest Khalifas. From Baghdad to Kashmir, Baghdad to Senegal in northern Africa, Baghdad to Portugal, Baghdad to southern France. Such a vast kingdom, one ruler. When he would see a rain cloud, he would say, Umturi haythu shit, wasayujba ilayya kharajuki. Rain wherever you want, the produce of your rain will be in the kingdom of Harun. Such a vast kingdom. He had 48 years of age. Prime of his life, he was in Mashhad in Iran. He got terminally ill. The hukama at that time said there is no chance. No medical treatment, no chance of recovery. What does he order? He orders that his qabr, his grave should be dug. And he sits at the side of the grave, looking at that black hole in the ground. That black hole, Allah forgive us, which we have forgotten about. Which my Nabi said, every day is calling out, Anabaytu Dood. Anabaytu al-Dhulma, Anabaytu al-Wahda, Anabaytu al-Wahsha. I am the home of insects. I am the home of loneliness. I am the home of fear. I am the home of darkness. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. One occasion he asked Sahaba, Man akyasun nas? He said, oh my Sahaba, who is the most intelligent man? Last year when I was in Hajj, in Mina, I was sitting with one doctor. There were two youngsters in front of him. This doctor knew the two youngsters from Transvaal somewhere. Wealthy business people. So in a conversation, inadvertently, the doctor passes the comment. He says, Allah has given the one intelligence and the other one looks. Allah gave the one intelligence and the other one looks. What was the basis of the distinction? What was the basis of the distinction? Allah gave him intelligence. What does this doctor mean? He knows how to make bucks. He has the financial prowess. He's an astute businessman. So he has intelligence. His brother is not as good as making money. So he had the looks. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sahaba the same question. Man akyasun nas? Oh my Sahaba, who is the most intelligent man? Who is the most intelligent man? They said, Ya Rasulullah, you tell us. Who is intelligent? The one who knows how to make money? The one who knows how to amass the things of the world? الدنيا دار من لا دار له ومال من لا مال له ولها يجمع من لا عقل له. This world is the home of the one who has no home in akhirat. He will make this his home. It is the wealth of the one who has no wealth in akhirat. And what did my Nabi say? Walaha yajma'u. And he will make this the object of his life to amass and amass and amass. To collect and collect and collect and collect and collect. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Yaqul ibn Adam. Ibn Adam says, Mali, 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 my money, my money, my money. Wa ma maluk. What is your wealth? What is your wealth? What you have collected? What you have amassed? What every time you look at that computer screen you feel happy? What is your wealth? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your wealth is what you wore, what you ate, what you utilize, what you send to akhirat. Everything else is the wealth of your heirs. It is not your wealth. You will have to leave it behind. Man akyasun nas? O my sahaba, who is the most intelligent man? Who do we consider to be intelligent? From Darbar-e Risalat, what is the identification, illumination, introduction of intelligence? He said, أكثرهم ذكرا للموت وأشدهم استعدادا له أولئك هم الأكياس ذهبوا بشرف الدنيا والآخرة. Who is the intelligent man? Not the one with the biggest bank balance. No. Don't be deceived. Who is the intelligent man? Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the one who will remember his mort the most. The one who will be more conscious. إِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَن تَنْتَظِرِ الْمَسَىٰ. What advice did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam give the Sahabi? He said, when morning comes, don't wait for the night of that day. When the night comes, don't wait for the next day. One occasion he told the Sahabi, read every salah as if it is your last salah. Who is intelligent? He said, the one who will remember his maut the most. And the one who will prepare for it. أَشَدُّهُمْ إِسْتِعْدَادًا لَهُ. The one who will prepare for it. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَكِيَاسِ. He said, these are the intelligent people. ذَهَبُوا بِشَرَفِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Allah will give them, Allah won't just give them akhirat. Allah will give them dunya also. Allah will give them the dignity of dunya and akhirat. How many moons? Just a few years will pass. That same youngster that today is proudly admiring himself. That same young girl that is standing and preening in front of the mirror. You bring the mirror in front of her. She'll say, don't show me. I don't want to look. That is someone else. That which Quran says, وَمَن نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسُ فِي الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Those whom we give age, those whom we take to an old age, we will bring a reverse in your creation. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Why don't you understand this life is temporary? Harun Rashid, three continents. The doctor saying no chance. He orders that grave should be dug. Sits at the side of the grave. Picks up the sand. Let the grains of sand drain through his fingers. Lamenting over and over and over again. مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَا هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَا. مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَا هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَا. My wealth is of no use to me. My wealth is of no use to me. My sultanate, my kingdom, these armies. All that I have at my disposal. هَلَكَ أَهَلَاكَ barbad. They will not get me 1 second's extension. Kayfa an'am? Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, umruki qasir, majlisuki haqir, khataruki yaseer. Deceive someone else. You are an ephemeral existence, a passing phase. You have no value. And then Ali, who had radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who had been given basharat upon basharat upon basharat, What does he say? Ahin ah min qillati zad wa bu'di safar wa wahshati tariq. Oh Ali, what is going to happen to you? What is going to happen to you? How little you have prepared. How little you have prepared. How dangerous and fraught with danger the road ahead is. How long is the journey? The journey to Akhirat. Who is talking of little preparation? Ali, who had been given such glad tidings. These were personalities, they had been given such glad tidings. One occasion, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, إِنِّي لَعَارِفُ رَجُلًا بِسْمِهِ وَاسْمِ أَبِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ لَا يَأْتِي بَابًا مِّنْ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا قَالَ مَرْحَبًا مَرْحَبًا. He said, I know a person, I know the name of his parents. He will not come to any of the doors of Jannat. He will not come to any of the doors of Jannat. But that door will call out, Marhaba, marhaba, marhaba. Welcome, enter through me, enter through me, enter through me. We desire Jannat. What is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying? Jannat will desire this person. We desire Jannat. Jannat will desire this person. Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, when he hears this, he says, Inna hadha la murtafi'un sha'nuhu ya Rasulallah. This is indeed someone of great rank. Who is it? Man huwa? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, huwa Abu Bakr ibn Abi Quhafa. It is Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. That personality was the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Hijrah. Sahaba were waiting. When is the command for Hijrah going to come? Abu Bakr, in anticipation, prepared, was waiting, desirous of being granted the companionship of Rasul Pak Slausam in Hijrat. Our mother Aisha Umul Mumineen radiallahu anha, young girl at that time, she describes the manzar. She says it was a very hot day, in the middle of the day. Undercover, Rasulullah Slausam came to the home of Abu Bakr. I am digressing. In the Khilafat of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when Mashwara took place, Islam had spread far and wide. The Masla had risen up, the question had arisen that we need an Islamic calendar. We need a calendar. What is that momentous occasion that can be the basis of the foundation of the calendar of Islam? Rise were taken, opinions were taken. Someone said, Mawlid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, start the calendar from his birth. Someone said, Fateh Badr, the conquest of Badr, this was the turning point of Hidayat. Someone said, Fateh Makkah, the conquest of Makkah. Ali radiallahu ta'ala who remained silent. Finally, Umar radiallahu ta'ala who turned to Ali. And he said, Ali, what is your opinion? Where should the calendar of Islam start from? Allahu Akbar, what does Ali say? Al-Hijrah. Hijrat. Hijrat. What does Hijrat mean? To leave one's home. To leave one's family. To leave one's wealth. To leave one's beloved for the sake of Allah. Gar chor dena. Mahboob cheez, marghoob cheez chor dena. Allah ke liye. To give up that which is beloved for the sake of Allah. This was the sunnat of every Nabi of Allah. From Adam alayhi salam, every Nabi made hijrat. Every Nabi strove in the way of Allah. This was the sunnat of Imam al-Anbiya, Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One occasion Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa asked the question, Ayyul imani afdal? Ayyul imani afdal? The question was asked, what is the pinnacle of iman? What is the height of iman? What is the perfection of iman? What is the height of iman? What was the response? Al-hijrah, hijrat. To leave one's home and family for the sake of Allah. Today we want to know where this comes from. Where this comes from. Obviously you won't find it in the Daily News on the Mercury. You won't find it in some magazine. Where it is found, we are not looking. Where it is found, we are not looking. Wallah, this was the sunnah of every Nabi of Allah. This was the sunnah of every Sahabi. Where should this calendar start? What was the response given? Hijrat. If you look outwardly at the hijrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was fraught with danger. It wasn't a statement. A prize had been given. 100 camels. Na'uzubillah for the one who brings the head of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They knew he was going to make hijrat. Badr was a victory. Fateh Makkah was a victory. Logically, calendar should have started from that. Yet where did Sahaba choose to start this calendar from? Hijrat. What was the hijrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Middle of the day to the house of Abu Bakr. He says to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Bakr, Allah has given permission for hijrat. First question, first tamanna, first desire, as-suhba ya Rasulullah. As-suhba. What does Abu Bakr ask? Can I be your companion in hijrat? Can I be your companion in hijrat? This ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not an ordinary ummah. This is that ummah. The terminology Quran uses for Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, Allah uses the same terminology for this ummah. Time is limited, we're not going into the details. In the Arabic language, selection, there are certain expressions. One expression is ikhtar. Wa ana ikhtartuka fastami' lima yuha. Allah says to Musa alayhi salam, we selected you. The same ikhtar, the same expression is used for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kuntum khayra ummah, ukhrijat linnas. Allah chose you. You are the best of every ummah. Another expression Quran uses is ijtiba. Wakadhalika yajtabika rabbuk. Yusuf alayhi salam. ثُمَّ اجْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ وَهَدَى آدم عليه السلام فَاجْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَجَعَلَهُ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ يونس عليه السلام اجْتَبَاهُ وَهَدَاهُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ إبراهيم عليه السلام اجْتَبَيْنَاهُمْ وَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ The galaxy of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. The same term, ijtiba, Allah uses it for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهُ هُوَ اجْتَبَاكُمْ Allah says, strive in the way of Allah. You have been selected by Allah. Chosen by Allah. This ummah has been selected and chosen by Allah for that which Anbiya were chosen. Several thousand years before this ummah could come into existence, Allah addresses Dawood alayhi salam, Ya Dawood, inni faddaltu ummata Muhammad ala al-umami kulliha wa sanantu alayhim as-sunan allati sanantuha ala al-anbiya wa iftaradtu alayhim al-faraid allati iftaradtuha ala al-anbiya. O Dawood, I have given virtue, I have given dignity, I have given honor, I have given superiority, I have given status to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam over every other ummah. I made sunnat upon them, sunnat of Anbiya. I made farz upon them, fariza of Anbiya. And if they will fulfill it, if they will fulfill this responsibility, hatta ya'tuni yawm al-qiyamah wa nuruhum mithlu nuril Anbiya. Allah says they will come to me on the day of judgment and I will give them nur like the nur of Anbiya. Why? Because they did what Anbiya came did. أوحى الله تعالى إلى موسى نبي بني إسرائيل أن في أمة محمد لرجال يقومون على كل شرف وواد ينادون بشهادة أن لا إله إلا الله فجزاؤهم جزاء الأنبياء. الله send وحي to موسى عليه السلام that in the Ummah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم you will find men. What is their shi'ar? What is their symbol? You will find them on every high ground, on every low ground, in every valley, in every gully, in every alley. What will they be doing? Yunadun. They will be calling humanity to La ilaha illallah. They will be calling humanity to the greatness of Allah. They will be inviting towards the greatness and the azmat and the kibriyah of Allah. What does Allah say to Musa alayhi salam? Fajazauhum. Jazaul anbiya. I will reward them like anbiya rewarded. I will reward them like Anbiya rewarded. This is not an ordinary ummah. Huwa jatabakum, you were chosen. This is the ummah of Hijrat. As-suhba ya Rasulullah. He says, O Nabi of Allah, can I be your companion in Hijrat? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam affirms, yes, Abu Bakr, you are my companion. Look at the observation of our mother. Aisha radiallahu anha, she was a young girl at that time. But such intelligence Allah had given her. Look at this expression. She said, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا شَعَرْتُ قَتْتُ قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ أَنَّ أَحَدًا يَبْكِي مِنَ الْفَرَحِ حَتَّى رَأَيْتُ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَبَا بَكْرٍ يَبْكِي. What was this? You are my companion in what? In a danger that is, in a journey that is fraught with danger. You are my companion in what was like a death sentence. Yet when Abu Bakr hears this, he bursts into tears. Tears of joy. Tears of happiness that I am to be the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Hijrat. Aisha says, I had heard that it was possible for someone to cry out of happiness. I didn't understand that until that day when I saw Abu Bakr crying out of happiness. I realized this was possible. The incident is lengthy, no time to go into the details. Madina is in the north. Ghar Thawr is in the south. The trackers were looking for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is on fingertips, crawling, not placing his foot on the ground, using his toes to throw the trackers off. As a result of this, the Mubarak fingers and the Mubarak feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam start breathing profusely. When he reaches the mountain, Thawr, he's not able to scale up because of the profuse bleeding. Abu Bakr lifts Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on his back. And he carries Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam up the face of the mountain. Till he comes to the mouth of the cave. It is the 27th of Safar. The month of September. 27th day of the lunar month. The night will be dark. Because the moon is waning. So it is pitch black. Abu Bakr leaves Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam outside. Himself he goes into the cave. He notices there are a few holes. Fears there will be something that can be a source of danger to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Needs to cover up the holes. Takes off his amama, tears it, fills the holes. Still some holes remain. Takes off his kurta, tears it, fills those holes up. One hole remain. Abu Bakr places his foot against that hole. Then he says, Marhaba, O Nabi of Allah, you are welcome to enter. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam enters. It is dark. The next day, as daybreak dawns, and as it starts getting light, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam discerns, realizes, Abu Bakr, what happened to your amama? What happened to your kurta? He says, Ya Rasulullah, there were holes. I feared there would be some source of danger to you. I was worried. So I used my kurta and my amama to fill up those holes. No sooner Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam heard this, tears enter his eyes. And he looks to the heavens and he says, Oh Allah, I am happy with Abu Bakr. You also become happy with Abu Bakr. And make Abu Bakr my companion in Jannat. No sooner he says this, Jibreel is sent. Ya Rasulullah, Allah has sent me with a message. Allah is happy with Abu Bakr and Allah has made Abu Bakr your companion in Jannah. Such basharat, such glad tidings. This ummah was chosen, selected by Allah. One simple comparison our elders give us. This ummah compared with the Bani Israel. 40 years of sohbat of two Nabis, Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam. Yet, when they are escaping from Firaun, the water in front, the army of Firaun behind, what happens? What is the reaction of Bani Israel? 40 years of the sohbat of two Nabis, yet what is the reaction? قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَىٰ إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ The companions of Musa alayhi salam said, Oh Musa, we are destroyed. What is the intonation of this expression? إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ This lam. In it is a very faint ishara, indication, Musa, because of you we are destroyed. إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ What is Musa alayhi salam's response? كَلَّا كَلَّا What does this kalla also carries intonation? Kalla literally translated never. But in that slight ishara, kalla, I knew you would say that. This is what I expected from you. Kalla, inna ma'iya rabbi sayahdeen. My Allah is with me and Allah will open the way. That was Bani Israel, this ummat, huwa jatabakum. The morning comes. The truckers of the Quraysh read right up till the mouth of the cave. Right up till the mouth of the cave. Abu Bakr becomes concerned. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consoles him. ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا لا تحزن إن الله معنا Nabi Sassam consoles him, Abu Bakr, do not become worried. Allah is with us. What is the point, the expression? Quran does not say لا تخف. If Abu Bakr feared for his own life, it would have been لا تخف إن الله معنا. Do not fear, Allah is with us. Abu Bakr was not worried about himself. Abu Bakr's concern was for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is why Quran affirms this: لا تحزن. Do not worry about the safety of your Nabi. Allah is with us. هو جتباكم. This ummah was selected. Basharat upon basharat. Glad tiding upon glad tiding. How many times Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Abu Bakr is a Jannati. Abu Bakr is a Jannati. Once he entered the masjid, Abu Bakr on the right side, Omar on the left side, he takes the hand of both of them, lifts it up, and he says, Hakada, Nuhsharu Yawm Al-Qiyamah. Exactly like this, Allah will raise us on the Day of Judgment. Abu Bakr on my right side, Omar on my left side, radiyallahu anhumah. Yet despite that, what would Abu Bakr say? Ya layta ummi lam talidni. Ya laytani kuntu shajaratan tu'adad. If only I was a blade of grass, some animal ate me up, I would not have to give hisab in the court of Allah. Ya layta ummi lam talidni would say, if only my mother had not given birth to me. They understood the reality. This world is a passing phase, coming back to that riwayat. Kaifa an'am. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, what satisfaction can there be in this life? What basis, what intelligence allows you to make the life of this world your object? وَقَدْ إِلْتَقَمَ صَاحِبُ الْقَرْنِ الْقَرْنِ When Israfil has already taken the trumpet and placed it in his mouth. خَنَا جَبْهَتَهُ أَسْغَى سَمَعَهُ Look at the type of description. Allah's Rasul Sassam says, Israfil has taken the trumpet into his mouth. His knees are bent. His ears are locked. One riwayat it comes, his eyes do not shift to the blink of an eyelid, looking, trained towards the arsh of Allah, waiting. Mata yumar. When is the command going to come? Fayanfukh. that now blow the trumpet. What will happen? إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْجِبَالِ فَقُلْ يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّي نَسْفًا فَيَذَرُهَا قَاعًا صَفْصَفًا لَا تَرَى فِيهَا عِوَجًا وَلَا أَمْتًا يَوْمَ تَشَقَّقُ السَّمَاءُ بِالْغَمَامِ وَنُزِّلَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تَنْزِيلًا اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. الله أكبر. Such a manzar Quran describes. What basis is there in attaching our hearts with anything in this world? Allah says that day is coming when the trumpet will be blown. When the trumpet will be blown, the sun will die. The sky will die, the moon will die, the earth will die, every animal, every insect will die. That Allah, who created this universe, before creating it, decided, وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا سَعِيدًا جُرُزًا. We will obliterate and destroy everything that exists. One Allah will remain. Every human being will die. This life is temporary, it is a passing phase. Humanity is on a journey to what? A journey to that day when we will have to stand in front of Allah. Yoma, that word yom, that this word yom means day. Quran tells us again and again about this day. Yoma, yakumun nasu li rabbil alameen. يوم القيامة يوم الحسرة يوم الندامة يوم التغابن يوم التامة الكبرى يوم الحاقة يوم الفوز يوم الخسران يوم الفصل يوم الخطاب إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا إن يوم الفصل ميقاتهم أجمعين ذلك يوم مشهود يوم Quran says a day is coming إنهم يرونه بعيدا. You think it is very far away. ونراه قريبا. Allah says it is very very near. يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون. The angels will line up. Malaika will be lined up. لا يتكلمون. No one will speak. خشعت الأصوات. Total complete silence. يوم يأتيهم العذاب. A day when the عذاب of Allah will come. That day is coming. Each one, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, will have to stand in front of Allah. We are worried about amenities. We are worried about running water. We are worried about electricity. We are worried about service delivery. We are worried about this and that. When our goals and aspirations and targets of this world are being met, how many frown lines enter this forehead about the day when we have to stand in front of Allah? About the day when it will be only us and Allah. أعطيتك وخولتك وأنعمت عليك. Allah will say, I showered my ni'mats upon you. I showered my bounties upon you. Everything you have is from Allah. أرني ماذا قدم. Allah will say, what have you brought on this day? What preparation have you made for this day? أين المفر؟ Where are you going to run? لا تخفى منكم خافية. Where are you going to hide? فانفذوا لا تنفذون إلا بسلطان. How are you going to oppose? What taqat do you have on that day? There the currency will not be rands and cents. Currency will not be dollars and pounds. Currency will not be gold and silver. What will be the currency of that day? Amal, taqwa, sifat, attributes. Whether you were black, whether you were white, whether you were rich, whether you were poor. Whether you had a 6, 7, 8 figure bank balance or you had nothing in the bank. Whether you lived in a palace or a hut. Wallah, by the qasam of my Allah, in that court will count for nothing. What language you spoke will not count for anything. What will be the criteria of that day? How much did you come unto Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He's down Allah, the one who gives health, Allah, the one who gives sickness, Allah, the one who advances, Allah, the one who causes decline, Allah, happiness in the hands of Allah, sadness in the hands of Allah, wealth in the hands of Allah, poverty in the hands of Allah, benefit in the hands of Allah, harm in the hands of Allah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. No government is doing, no army is doing, no technology is doing, no economy is doing, no industry is doing. La ilaha illallah. The sun is not doing, the moon is not doing, the stars are not doing, armies are not doing, malaika also are not doing, the skies are not doing, nothing, nowhere, from wherever, however, in whatever shape, in whatever form, whatever color, whatever shape or form or manner it appears to be happening. La ilaha illallah. Only Allah is doing. Only Allah is doing. Only Allah is doing. Jo la kaha, wo la hua, wo la bi usme la hua, juz la hua, kul la hua, phir kya hua? Allah hua, Allah hua, Allah hua. Haramun ala qalb an yadkhulahu an-nur wa fihi shay'un mimma yakrahuhu Allah. Ulama say it is haram, impossible, inconceivable that the nur of Allah's ma'rifat, the nur of Allah's love, the nur of Allah's taqwa, the nur of Allah's ta'alluq will enter a heart in which there is ghayrullah. This ghayrullah is to come out, and the amal this ummah was given to take ghayrullah out was da'wat. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. Tell them, oh my beloved, tell them, my Habib, هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي. This is my road, this is my way. مَقْصَدُ حَيَاتِي طَرِيقُ حَيَاتِي وَظِيفَةُ حَيَاتِي. These are the tafsir mufassirin have given. This is the way of my life, my wazifa, my legacy. What? أدعو إلى الله, أدعو إلى الله, أدعو إلى الله. To invite towards Allah, to call towards Allah. What da'wat? Da'wat of kalima, nafi isbat, nafi isbat. La ilah, to negate the ghair of Allah. Illallah, affirm the oneness of Allah. أدعو إلى الله, على بصيرة, with conviction. أنا ومن اتبعني, myself. وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. Mufassirin have explained, what is وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي? A, وَمَنْ آمَنَ بِي. Everyone who has brought iman on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his maqsad, his wazifa of hayat is la ilaha illallah. Is this da'wah to Allah's greatness? This effort has to be made to bring Allah in the heart, to take Allah's ghair out of the heart. This is the world. This is the currency of akhirat. Not the dollars and rands and cents and attractions of this world. A day is coming. How beautifully Quran describes, those that have pleased Allah, those whose scale of deeds will be heavy. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُهَا أُمُقْرَأُوا كِتَابِيَا إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَا فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةٍ كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. اللهم اجعلنا منهم. Those who will be given their book of deeds in the right hand, exultantly, هَاوَ مُقْرَأُكِ. Come read my book. Read my book. إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَا. I knew about this day. I knew, I had conviction about this day. I prepared for it. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَا. He will be in happiness immediately. Jannat is in front. Such a Jannat. Allahu Akbar. Such a Jannat. أعددت لعباد الصالحين ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر. Allah says, I have prepared for those slaves of mine, for those servants of mine that have pleased me, لعباد الصالحين, such a jannat in which there are things no eye has ever seen, no ears ever heard of. Normally in riwayat we find mention, description of jannat. When Allah speaks of the palaces and the roads of jannat, there's no mention of lime or stone or cement or sand. No. Allah speaks of gold, of silver, of diamonds, of rubies, of emeralds. Ulama say these are still gold, silver, diamonds, emeralds, rubies. These are the lowest components of Jannah. These are the lowest components of Jannah. The things that are greater than this are not even mentioned because we wouldn't even understand. One verse of the Quran sums up this. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنْ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ Allah says, no soul knows what we have kept for them in Jannah, things which will cool their eyes. No soul knows what we have kept. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ We have concealed this. مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنْ It will please them. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ A recompense for the good deeds that they did. Little bit description is there. Appetizer. To give us some idea. Lowest Jannati. To use this word low for Jannat is not munasib, not appropriate. But this is translation of what is found in the riwayat. Inna adna ahlil jannati manzila. Allah's Rasul said, the lowest person, the lowest rank in Jannat. The last person to come out of Jahannam. Normally when they have these fancy functions, they put red carpet. They call it red carpet ceremony. How much carpet? 10 meters, 15 meters. The carpet. The carpet for the istiqbal and welcome of the last person to enter into Jannat will be 40 years long. He will be flanked on either side with 80,000 servants. Quran describes these servants, يَتُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ مُخَلَّدُونَ يَتُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ مُخَلَّدُونَ بِأَكْوَابٍ وَأَبَارِيقٍ وَكَأْسٍ مِّن مَعِينٍ What word Quran uses? Yatuf. They will make tawaf. In other words, you won't have to call them. They'll be moving all the time. Servants in dunya, you turn your back, is missing. Why you have to pay him a wage? There, the servants will be moving all the time. Yatuf, making tawaf. Sometimes with wine, sometimes with honey, sometimes with milk, sometimes with water, sometimes with rahiq, with makhtoum, different types of drink, different types of kebabs, different types of meat, different ni'mats, all the time they'll be bringing. كَأَنَّهُنَّ بَيْضٌ كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ Allah Ta'ala one place describes these servants like scattered pearls. Haba Manthura. Allah Ta'ala describes them like scattered pearls. This is the last person to enter into Jannah. 40 years carpet, dastarkhan will be laid out. On that dastarkhan will be 80,000 different types of food. 80,000 different types of food. Not like the food of dunya. I always give this example. You go to someone's function, they bring a little bit of hot soji or gajar halwa, eat a little bit. You're waiting for the main course, they bring biryani. One plate of biryani is very tasty. Piping hot. Ask for another plate. Maybe you'll manage that one. But then the third plate comes, what happens? You're looking for the Eno. You're looking for the antacid. You've got a heart problem, heartburn, indigestion, this problem, that problem. How much can a person eat? After that, you don't want to look at the food. You get exceptions to the rule. There was one person, he was traveling somewhere. He came to one town. So someone noticed a stranger, invited him home. Said, come home, bhai. Called him home, put the dastarkhan. When he brought hot curry, put in front of him, went to fresh the roti. By the time he came with the roti, the curry was finished. So he left the roti, he went back for some more curry. By the time he came back with the curry, roti got finished. Left the curry, went for some more. Safa Marwa he was making. Going up and down, Sai. Each time he's bringing something, the other thing is already finished. He got tired, all his food got finished also. Finally, this man got satisfied. So he sat down, started a conversation with him. He said, by where are you going? He said, I'm going to a certain town. Why are you going? He said, I suffer from an illness. What illness do you suffer from? He said, I suffer from indigestion. I suffer from lack of appetite. So he said, brother, I've got one suggestion. Do me one favor on your return journey. Please don't pass through my town. Go some other road. Normally, how much can a person eat? One plate, two plates, three plates? After that, you won't want to look at it. 80,000 different types of food. First, dasturkhan of Jannah. And what does my Nabi say? Yajidu, yajidu fi akhiri luqmatin minha ladhatan lam yajid qablaha. He will experience in the 80,000 morsel that lazzat, that ecstasy which he did not experience before that. It will get better and better and better in Jannah. Such a Jannah Allah has prepared. Not just food, what about the women of Jannah? وَحُورٌ عِينٌ كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ عُرُبًا أَتْرَابًا كَوَاعِبَ أَتْرَابًا كَأَنَّهُنَّ بَيْضٌ مَكْنُونَ كَأَنَّهُنَّ الْيَاقُوتُ وَالْمَرْجَانِ كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ What descriptions Allah gives of these women? The mind cannot imagine. مِنْ أَصَابِعِ رِجْلَيْهَا إِلَى رُكْبَتَيْهَا مِنَ الزَّعْفْرَانِ From her toenails till her knee will be made out of zafran, saffron. مِنْ رُكْبَتَيْهَا إِلَى ثَدْيَيْهَا مِنَ الْمِسْكِ الْخَالِصِ From the knee up till the chest will be made out of pure musk. مِنْ ثَدْيَيْهَا إِلَى عُنُقِهَا مِنَ الْأَمْبَرِ الْأَشْهَلِ From the chest up to the neck out of amber. مِنْ عُنُقِهَا إِلَى رَأْسِهَا مِنَ الْكَافُورِ الْأَبْيَدِ From the neck to the top of the head out of white camphor. خُلِقَتْ مِنْ سُلَالَةِ الْمِسْكِ وَالْعَمْبَرِ وَالزَّعْفَرَانِ وَالْكَافُورِ She will be created from the quintessence, the mixture of musk, amber, camphor and saffron. نُورُ وَجِهَا مِنْ نُورِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى Allahu Akbar. Where is her beauty from? Cosmetics? Perfume? Chemicals? No. Sand, earth, wind, water, basic elements? No. Nuru wajiha min nurillahi ta'ala. The nur of her face is from the nur of Allah. The nur of her face is from the nur of Allah. Her hair will be from the top of the head right till the bottom, interspersed with diamonds and emeralds and gems. The value of one of those gems is more than all the jewelry of this world put together. What is the type of hair? According to the riwayat, Rasulullah ﷺ said, one strand of the hair of the woman of Jannah is brought into this world. From east to west, the whole world will become fragrant. Sittuna dhira'an fis sama'i qamatuha. Allahu Akbar. What will her height be? 130 feet tall. Not 5 foot, 6 foot like you and I. But obviously the male of Jannah, Allah will extend the height also. Otherwise you'll need a ladder. 130 foot tall. Allah will make the male of Jannah also. Qamatu Adam. Qamatu Adam. The height of Adam alayhi salam, 130 foot tall. Humanity, human beings were first 130 foot tall. Throughout the ages they got shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter. Now it's 5-6 foot, maybe even go shorter than that. Allah knows best. I heard one alim give an example once. He said there was this farmer. He had one worker, one laborer. He told him, hey, bhai, see this horse of mine, make malish. Use the oil and give my horse malish. Farmer said that he went away. So obviously, Lani is not around. So the laborer tied the horse, he went away to sleep. The rogue came, stole the horse and went away. Now when he woke up, he's pareshan. When the Lani comes, the boss will come, he'll ask, what happened? Where's my horse? You're supposed to be giving malish. So what he did, he caught one rabbit. And he started giving the rabbit malish. So when the farmer came, he said, where's the horse? He said, there's your horse. He said, Bevakuf, what are you saying? This is not a horse, this is a rabbit. So he said, was a horse. I gave malish, he got shorter, shorter, shorter. Now it came a rabbit. So from 130 foot tall, throughout the generations, humanity, smaller and smaller and shorter and shorter. Now 5 or 6 foot. Their first ni'mat. The moment the book of deeds in the right hand, Qamatu Adam, the height of Adam alayhi salam. Qalbu Ayyub, the heart of Ayyub alayhi salam. Husnu Yusuf, the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. Miladu Isa, the age of Isa alayhi salam. Wa khuluqu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the akhlaq of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abyad, Amrad, Ajrad. These are expressed words that come in the riwayat. The The complexion of the Jannati will be shining. All the hair will be removed from the body besides the head, the eyelashes and the eyebrow. There won't be dari in Jannat. Dari is in the dunya. Akhal. The eyes of the Jannati will look as if they have surma, even if the surma is not there. That is the male of Jannat. What about the female? Sittuna dhira'an fis samai qamatuha. Her height will be 130 feet tall. Kullama nazara ilayha. Kullama nazara ilayha. Izdadat fi aynihi. Sab'ina dhafan husnan wa jamala. Every time he looks at her, he looks away. Looks at her, looks away. Each time he looks back, she will be 70 times more beautiful. 70 times more beautiful. The first gaze. يَظَلُّ يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهَا سَبْعِينَ عَامًا يَتَلَذَّذْ مِنْ رُؤْيَتِهَا. Allama Ibn al-Qayyim Jawzi rahimullah. What a beautiful description he gives. First gaze, such is the beauty of this woman. The Jannati will stare transfixed. The first gaze will last for 70 years. Woman of this dunya, person looks at his wife for 2-3 minutes, what happens? What's wrong with you? What are you staring at? She gets upset. Why are you staring? First gaze, 70 years. Such is the sweetness. يَتَلَذَّذْ مِنْ رُؤْيَتِهَا. You will get lazzat and ecstasy just looking at her. Such a jannat Allah has prepared. لَوْ بَسَقَتْ بَسْقَةً فِي سَبْعَةِ أَبْحُرْ لَكَانَتْ أَخْلَى مِنَ الْعَسَلِ. Allahu Akbar. There's no spit in jannat. There's no saliva. Saliva is something that is looked down upon. But if the khur of jannat had to force herself, gather a few droplets of saliva, and she had to spit in the world, the waters of the seven oceans of the world will become sweeter than honey. If the Miss Universe, if the Miss Universe of today has to spit in your jar of honey, you'll throw the honey away. The woman of Jannat is such that if she had to spit in the waters of the ocean, the salty waters of the ocean will become sweeter than honey. Such a Jannat Allah has prepared. In aqbalat or adbarat hiya muqbila. Whether she's walking towards you or walking away from you, she'll still be looking at you. Her gaze will be reserved only for you. She won't look elsewhere. In the sway of her hips, in the sway of her hips will be 100,000 suggestions and invitations towards ecstasy. Such a jannat, such women, and the woman of dunya of iman, it comes in the riwayat, Allah will make her, give her beauty 70,000 times more than the hurs of Jannat. She will be the queen. Such a Jannat Allah has prepared. Why were the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam not interested in amassing the things of this world? Such an effort Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam made upon them. They understood this is not an ordinary ummah. This is not an ordinary ummah. Huwa jatabakum. This ummah was selected and chosen by Allah. This is the ummah of Khatamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a Nabi this ummah was given. Allahu Akbar. No other Nabi. Allah takes qasam on his risalat. Allah says, Yasin, وَالْقُرْآنِ الْحَكِيمِ إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. By the qasam of the Qur'an-i Hakim, you are my Nabi. إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Such is the bond of love and affection between Habib and Mahbub, between Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu describes Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like this. He says, أَغَرَّ عَلَيْهِ لِلنُّبُوَّةِ خَاتَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَشْهُودُ يَلُوهُ وَيُشْهِدُ وَضَمَّ الْإِلَهُ إِسْمَ النَّبِيِّ إِلَىٰ إِسْمِهِ إِذَا قَالَ فِي الْخَمْسِ الْمُؤَذِّنُ أَشْهَدُ وَشَقَّ لَهُ مِنْ إِسْمِهِ لِيُجِلَّهُ فَذُو الْعَرْشِ مَحْمُودُ وَهَذَا مُحَمَّدُ صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, the seal of Nubuwwat glittered on the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a shining testimony. This was the Nabi of Allah. Dhamma ilahu isma an-nabi ila ismihi. Allah joined the name of his Nabi with his name, as is attested to by the muazzin 5 times every day. What does the muazzin say? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Immediately, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. وَشَقَّ لَهُ مِنْ إِسْمِهِ لِيُجِلَّهُ. Allah broke off a portion of His name for His beloved. فَذُو الْعَرْشِ مَحْمُودُ وَهَذَا مُحَمَّدُ. So the owner of the arsh, Allah, is Mahmood, and He is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the cognizance Quran takes of this. Ibrahim Khalilullah made dua to Allah, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Allah, raise my name, let me be remembered in the posterities to come. Allah accepted this dua. That is why we have Durood e Ibrahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. This Durood was a result of this dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, where he said, oh Allah, raise my name for the posterities to come. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, without dua, Allah raised him to such a level. Ulama say, Allah dhukirt illa dhukirta ma'i, where Allah said, my name will not be taken except that your name will be taken with my name. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala huma explains this like this: Alla dhukirta illa dhukirta ma'i fil adhan wal iqama wat tashahud wa yawm al jumu'ati ala al manabir wa yawm al fitr wa yawm al adha wa inda al jimar wa bayna al safa wal marwa wa fi arafa wa fi khutbati al nikah wa fi mashariq al ard wa magharibiha. The name of Allah with the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, never to be separated, not in adhan, not in iqamat, not in tashahud, not on the day of jumu'ah, on the members of the entire world, not in the khutbah of nikah, not in Arafah, not in Mina, not in Safa, not in Marwa, not in the east, not in the west, will the name of Allah ever be separated from the name of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look at the cognizance Quran gives of this when Allah speaks of iman. Aminu billahi wa rasulihi, kafaru billahi wa rasulihi, wa man ya'si Allah wa rasul, wa man yushaqiq Allah wa rasul, wa man yuhadid Allah wa rasul, wallahu wa rasuluhu ahaqqu an yurduhu, istajibu lillahi wa rasulihi, la tuqaddimu bayna yaday Allah wa rasulihi, adhanun min Allah wa rasulihi, Allah bara'atun min Allah wa rasulihi. Allah is rasul, Allah is rasul, Allah is rasul. Allah dhukirt, illa dhukirta ma'i. My name will not be taken except that your name will be taken with my name. Such maqam, such status, such a Nabi this ummat was given. Yet no stone was left unturned. No stone was left unturned. Every conceivable qurbani, every conceivable sacrifice, every conceivable hardship he endured for the sake of this ummat. To such an extent that himself he says, Udhitu fillah, ma lam yudha ahad, ukhiftu fillah, ma lam yakhaf ahad, wa laqad atat alayya, 30 min bayni yawmi wa layla, ma li wa li bilalin ma ya'kuluhu dhu kabid, illa ma yuwari bihi ibtu bilal. O kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I suffered in the way of Allah. I suffered for the sake of my ummah. Udhitu fillah, ma lam yudha ahad. Allahu Akbar. He says, no human being in the entire annals of history, no human being suffered as much as I suffered. No one was made to fear as much as I feared. And they passed upon me and Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu 30 consecutive days. 1 month. And there wasn't sufficient for both of us to eat, besides what Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu could conceal underneath his armpits. This extent of hunger, this extent of hardship, this extent of difficulty. In Shi'ab Abi Talib, in the valley of Abu Talib, 3 years of boycott. 3 years of boycott. Food was cut off. Water was cut off. Permission to trade was cut off. Starvation of a level we cannot even imagine. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to see his own daughter, Fatima radiallahu anha, a little baby at that time. She was holding the dress of her mother, Khadija radiallahu anha. Ummi al-Atash, Ummi al-Atash, Ummi al-Atash. Oh my mother, I am thirsty. Oh my mother, I am thirsty. Oh my mother, I am thirsty. There was no food, there was no water. Such halat and conditions came upon the most beloved of Allah. What was the sabak? What was the lesson? The value of deen was being taught to the ummah. That for this deen, for hidayat, for this maqsad of da'wat of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qurbani has to be given. And that qurbani was taken first from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. More than any other human being, he suffered. Greater hardship than came upon any other human being came upon Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then his sahaba. Sahaba understood. They understood what this huwa jatabakum means. You have been selected and chosen for what? For what anbiya were chosen. For what anbiya suffered, this ummah will suffer. For what difficulties anbiya underwent, this ummah will undergo difficulties. Maqsad of anbiya, that of da'wat, hidayat. Day in, day out, night in, night out. This was the cry of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah describes him in the Quran. حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Mufassirin explain. Ay ala hidayatikum. Your Nabi was haris for the hidayat of his ummah. Everything placed on the mantle of hidayat. Every qurbani given for hidayat. Imagine the entire family of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam boycotted. Food cut off, water cut off. This all was tolerated. Why? Hidayat of the ummah. Humanity has to be saved from jahannam, go to jannah. Qurbani was given. And then qurbani. And then qurbani. In Uhud, the false rumor is spread. The na'uzubillah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has become shaheed. Confusion, pandemonium. Even sahaba, in their confusion, in their grief, many of them start moving in different directions. Just a few remain. Just a few remain. They form a human shield around Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ali radiallahu anhu, Sahal bin Hunayf radiallahu anhu, Abbad bin Bishr, Ka'b bin Ajra, Abu Dujana, Abu Bakr, Abdurrahman bin Auf, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Qatada bin Nu'man, Talha, Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Few names are mentioned in the books of history. 16 or 17 sahaba, they form a human shield around Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amongst them is a woman, Umme Amara radiallahu anha. She was one of the two women, Umme Mani and Umme Amara. These were the two women who in the 13th year of Nubuwat in Aqaba, there were 70 men and two women from Medina Munawara. They took the oath of allegiance on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which formed the foundation of Hijrat. The two women, Umme Mani, Umme Ammara. Umme Ammara had two sons, Abdullah and Habib. Her husband's name was Zaid radiallahu anhu. Abdullah bin Zaid, Habib bin Zaid. What does this mother say to her two sons? To make this claim, I am Ashik Rasul. I am a lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I am a follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's easy. What is the reality of ishq? What is the reality of muhabbat? What is the reality of allegiance to Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Sahaba understood this. They practically showed the ummah. This was a mother. What does she say to her two sons? Allahu Akbar. She says to her two sons that if one hair on the body of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is harmed, and you two are still standing, then the milk which I breastfed with you with, I make it haram upon you. I will demand it from you in Allah's court. I will not tolerate that one hair on the body of my Nabi should be harmed. Read the history of this ummah. Understand the legacy of qurbani and sacrifice by which this deen reached us. What was ishq? What was love for Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Several years later, one of those tame two youngsters, Habib bin Zayd, is sent as an emissary to Musaylamah Kazzab. Musaylamah had made false dawah of nubuwwat. Na'udhu billah, he said, I am the Nabi of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends the emissary to give him dawat. Habib bin Zayd is sent. Time is limited, I'm cutting the incident short. Musaylamah mal'oon. It's an international law that you respect the emissary, you don't harm him, he comes unarmed. Instead of honoring that, he catches hold of Habib bin Zayd, brings a sword, places it on one shoulder, and says, do you bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah? He says, I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. He says, do you bear witness that I, Musaylamah, am a Nabi? He says, I can't hear you. When he says, I can't hear you, one hand is cut off. The sword is placed on the other side. Do you bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah? He says, yes. Do you bear witness that I, Musaylamah, am the Nabi of Allah? He says, I can't hear you. Other hand is cut off. One leg is cut off. Other leg is cut off. A saw is brought, and piece by piece, the body of the Sahabi is mutilated each time. Do you bear witness that Muhammad is the Nabi of Allah? He says, yes. Do you bear witness that I, Musaylamah, am the Nabi of Allah? He says, I can't hear you. It is said even the army of Musaylamah started crying to see this manzar and scene. When this news is brought to the mother, Umm Ammara radiallahu anha, what is her reaction? Ashik Rasul, lovers of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they understood. They understood that young woman nowadays with the Ray-Bans on, driving the fancy car, she goes to the park and drops off that 8 or 9 year old young daughter dressed in a skirt and frock to play in the park. Cry tears of blood when you see that. Cry tears of blood when you see that. When those are the mothers of the ummah of today, then who is going to teach that masoom young girl that tomorrow you have to become the daughter of Khadija? Or tomorrow you have to become the daughter of Fatima. Or tomorrow you have to become the daughter of Aisha radiallahu anha. What are the seeds that the ummah is planting? Every home, when you go in Gush, you walk into that sitting room. First thing that comes in front of you, 20 inch, 30 inch, 40 inch plasma screen. Now they got curved screens. Instruments of zina that have entered every home of the ummah. Where is the jazba of iman? Where is the true love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Azan is called out, that azan falls on deaf ears. What are the seeds we are planting, my respected brothers? This is why our elders are crying. They are crying, they are begging us, beseeching us, establish the halqa of ta'aleem in the home of every ummah, in every home of this ummah. Qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bring this amal alive. Wallah, such fitnas have entered the homes. Allah, in this mubarak amal of ta'aleem, in this qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has kept such taqat, such nuraniyat, that will dispel the darkness that has entered the homes of the ummah. Everyone say inshallah. From today, every day we'll make ta'aleem in our homes. Ta'aleem in the masjid, ta'aleem in the home also. She was also a mother. This news comes. What is her reaction? لِهَذَا الْيَوْمِ أَرْضَعْتُهُ وَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ احْتَسَبْتُهُ. She says, I brought him up to see this day. I brought him up to see this day. And by Allah, I will get my reward. I will make my sabr. Allah will give me my reward. Sahaba form a human shield around Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They use their own bodies to protect the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Arrows are raining down. Qatada bin Nu'man radiallahu anhu, one arrow goes into his eye. From inside, enters the eye socket. The eyeball disgorged comes out in his hand. He turns around, faces Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, seeing this, takes the mutilated, disgorged pulp of flesh of his eyeball in his hand, places it back in the socket, and says, "Ya Allah, the eye of Qatada was sacrificed in protecting your Nabi. Allahumma ja'alha ahsana aynay. Oh Allah, make this the better of the two eyes." The son of Qatada bin Nu'man would say, "Ana ibn alladhi salat 'ala al-khadd 'aynuhu faruddat bi kaff al-Mustafa ahsana ar-radd fa'adat kama kanat li awwal marratin fa ya husna ma 'ayni wa ya husna ma kaffi." He would say, "I am the son of the one whose eyeball flowed down his cheek. It was returned back to the socket by the hand of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It became better than the other eye. It became better than the other eye, more beautiful than the other eye. What a beautiful eye, what a beautiful hand that placed that eye." Human shield, arrows raining down. They used their own bodies to protect Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Somehow the other, Abdullah bin Qami'ah, mal'oon, breaks through this human shield. He brings his sword, crushing down onto the shoulder of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and says, "Khudha wa ana ibn Qami'a." Blood pouring from the shoulder of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, injured in this terrible condition. Still the arrows are raining down. Sahaba form a human shield, using their own bodies to protect him. In Shi'ab Abi Talib, when they demanded from Abu Talib, "Hand over Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, otherwise face a lingering death of starvation and difficulty and hardship." At that time, he uttered some couplets, what is called Qasida Lamia. A few of those expressions: "Kadhabtum wa baytillahi nubza Muhammada, walamma nuta'inu dunahu wa nunadili, wa nuslimuhu hatta nusarra hawlahu, wa nuzhala an abna'ina wal halaili. وأبيض يستسقى الغمام بوجهه ثمال اليتامى عصمة للأرامل." The crux of what he said, "You want to harm Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, first you will have to form a mountain of our corpses before you will reach Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam." The misdaq of that didn't take place that time in Uhud. Sahaba, those that remained around Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, brought this expression of Abu Talib alive, that for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and for this deen we will give everything. For Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and this deen we will give everything. We have handed ourselves over to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We will not be like the Bani Israel that said to Musa alaihi salam, "You and your Rabb go. Idhab anta wa rabbuka faqatila. Inna hauna qaidun." We are going to sit here. No. Huwa jitabakum. This ummah was selected and chosen by Allah. Sahaba understood the demands of this. Utbah bin Abi Waqas, seeing this human shield, what does he do? Mal'oon. He picks up a huge rock and boulder, flings it over this wall, and this huge boulder comes crushing down on the face of Rasulullah. Strikes Rasulullah on the face. Such is the force of the weight of that boulder that Nabi staggers backwards. As he staggers backwards, the side of his neck hits the jagged rock. And then he falls down unconscious into a hole in the ground. The most beloved of Allah. What is the value of this deen? What is the value, the price of that qurbani by which this iman and hidayat reached us? Which face is this? Which face is this? We heard last night, Quran, Allah says, "Wadduha." Allah takes qasam on this Mubarak face. Today that face is full of blood. That face is full of dust. Wallayli idha saja. Allah takes qasam on that hair that today is full of dust. On the morning of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, One Jew, like a madman, is going through the gullies and alleys of Makkah. Was a male child born last night? They say yes. Is his father alive? They say no. He says, I'm not talking about that. Was there a male child born last night whose father is not alive? They say yes. The grandson of Abdul Muttalib was born last night. He says, take me to him. Take me to him. Newborn Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, newborn baby, just a few hours old. When this Jew sees the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, immediately, وَيْلٌ لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ لَقَدْ خَرَجَتِ النُّبُوَّةُ مِنْهَا وَرُحْتُمْ بِهَا يَا مَعْشَرَ قُرَيْشِ فَوَاللَّهِ لَيَسْتُوَنَّ بِكُمْ سَتْوَةً يَظْهَرُ أَمْرُهَا فِي الشَّرْقِ وَالْغَرْبِ. He says, halakat, destruction to the Bani Israel. Nubuwat has left you forever. Mubarak to you, O Quraysh. Then he points to this child. He only saw the face. He only saw the Mubarak face. He points to this child and he says that the noor of this child will light up the entire world. Such a Nabi, such a face. Abu Huraira says, radiyallahu anhu, ma ra'aytu shay'an ahsana min Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ka'anna ash-shamsa tajri fi wajhi. He says, I have never seen anything more beautiful than the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was as if the sun would shine from his face. وَإِذَا ضَحِكَ يَتَلَعْلَوْ فِي الْجُدُرِ. He says, when my Nabi would smile, the noor of his smile could be seen on the wall in front of him. Ali radiallahu anhu would say, مَنْ رَآهُ بَدِيَةً هَابَهُ وَمَنْ خَالَتَهُ مَعْرِفَةً أَحَبَّهُ يَقُولُ نَعِيتُهُ لَمْ أَرَ قَبْلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ مِثْلَهُ. The one who all of a sudden came upon him would be overawed by his beauty. As he interacted with him, automatically he would love him. And he would say, before this, after this, I have never seen anything more beautiful than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hind bin Abi Hala would say, يَتَلَعْلَوْ وَجُهُ تَلَعْلُوَ الْقَمَرِ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدْرِ. He would say, the face of my Nabi would shine like the 14th full moon. Jabir bin Samura says, كُنْتُ فِي لَيْلَةِ أَضْحِيَان. It was a full moon night. It was the courtyard of Masjid al-Nabawi. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was lying with his head in my lap. I looked to the moon, I looked to his face. I looked to the moon, I looked to his face. He said, by the qasam of my Allah, the noor and effulgence and beauty of the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was greater than the moon also. Anas radiallahu anhu used to say, مَا شَمَمْتُ عَمْبَرًا قَطُّ وَلَا مِسْكًا وَلَا شَيْئًا أَحْسَنَ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. He used to say, I never smelled any umber, any misk, any itar, any perfume more fragrant than the natural fragrance which will emanate from the body of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah bin Salam, a Jewish scholar, he says, I heard that Qurayshi youngster who says that he is the Nabi of Allah has come to Medina. Out of curiosity, the whole of Medina had gathered. Irtajjan nas. The whole of Medina had gathered. He says, I also went out of curiosity to see. Ulama say, amongst the myriad miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one mu'jiza was his Mubarak face. Anyone who saw that face with sidq, with truthfulness in his heart, immediately would discern, this is the face of a Nabi. Abdullah bin Salam, Jewish scholar, he comes. He says, people had gathered. I also came. فَلَمَّا نَذَرْتُ إِلَىٰ وَجِهِ. When my gaze fell upon the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تَبَيَّنْتُ مَرَ دِلْ نَ يَقِينَ كَرْ لِيَا. This conviction entered my heart. أَنَّ وَجَهُ لَيْسَ بِوَجِهِ كَذَّاب. That this is not the face of a liar. This is the face of a Nabi of Allah. That same Mubarak face full of blood. Disheveled hair, full of sand. Allah's Rasul had fallen unconscious. This was like the final blow to Sahaba. The na'uzubillah, perhaps Rasulullah has become shaheed. Little while later, Nabi Sallallahu regains consciousness. 70 of the Ansar of Medina had been made shaheed. 70 homes broken. 70 women widows. How many children orphans? For the sake of this deed. The beloved of Allah, his shoulder bleeding. The beloved of Allah, his face hurt. His body injured in such a difficult condition. Sahaba turned to him. Ya Rasulullah, ud'u Allah alayhim. Ya Rasulullah, ud'u Allah alayhim. O Nabi of Allah, make baddua for them. Curse them. Invoke the wrath of Allah upon them. Too much has happened. invoke the wrath of Allah upon them. Umar radiallahu anhu was that personality. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Lo kana ba'di nabiyun lakana Umar. If there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. Such was the extent of the hurt and pain of that occasion. That Umar says, if at that time my Nabi raised his hands and made baddu'a, lahalakna min indi akhirina, Allah's qasam, Allah would have wiped the earth free. Allah would have removed humanity from the surface of this earth. Ya Rasulullah, make baddu'a for them. He raises up his hands, turns to his sahaba. Ama inni lam ub'ath la'anan. He says, oh my sahaba, Allah has not sent me as one who will curse his ummah. Allah has not sent me as one who will curse humanity. Innama bu'ithtu da'iyan wa rahmatan. Innama bu'ithtu da'iyan wa rahmatan. Allah has sent me as a da'i. And Allah has sent me as a rahmat and a mercy to humanity. And then he raises his hands. Allahumma hdi qawmi. Allahumma hdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. O Allah, give hidayat to them. O Allah, give them hidayat. O Allah, guide my nation, guide humanity, because they don't know what they are doing. The more they hurt him, the more they maimed him, the more they persecuted him, the more hunger, the more hardship, the more difficulty, still he would turn to Allah. Still he would beg from Allah. Still he would cry before Allah. Ya Rabbi ummati ummati. Ya Rabbi ummati ummati. Ya Rabbi ummati ummati. No matter what persecution, no matter what hardship, no matter what difficulty, his innocent, defenseless daughter, Zainab radiallahu anha, is leaving Makkah Mukarramah, pregnant, alone. She posed no threat to anyone. Habar bin Aswad attacks. As a camel is climbing a hill, he rushes forward, takes his dagger, pierces it into the stomach of Zainab radiallahu anha. Ahle Bayt, Ahle Rasul, direct family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, pierces the dagger into her stomach. Blood gushing out, she loses the child. She topples over, rolls down the hill. Blood spurting in every direction. Finally, when she reaches Madinah Munawwara, 6 years, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees his daughter suffering and suffering and suffering as a result of that wound, until finally she succumbs and she passes away as a result of that wound in Fateh Makkah. The same Habar bin Aswad, comes in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What does he say to him? Qad afawtu anka. قَدْ عَفَوْتُ عَنْكَ وَالْإِسْلَامُ يَجُبُّ مَا كَانَ قَبْلَهُ Habar, I have forgiven you. Not only have I forgiven you, Allah has forgiven you. Islam wipes away the wrongs of your past. وَنَهَى النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم عَنْ سَبِّهِ وَالتَّعْرُضِ لَهُ And he prohibited Sahaba. He said, do not remind him of the wrong that he did. Where is this jazba today? Where is this cry? Where is this concern for humanity today? Day in, day out, night in, night out. He would cry before Allah. Ya Rabbi ummati, ummati. Ya Rabbi ummati, ummati. Ya Rabbi ummati, ummati. When a kafir passed away, he could almost see that person going to Jahannam. He saw Jannat, he saw Jahannam. He was rahmatul lil alameen. He was a mercy for humanity. On the plains of Mina and Arafat, he entreated his ummah, La Nabi Abadi, Wala Ummat Abada Ummati. No other Nabi is to come. No other Nabi is to come. Who is going to worry about my ummah? Who is going to worry about my ummah? This was the dard. This was the cry. This was the pain. Wallah, he cried. Cried to such an extent before Allah for this ummah. A father whose family is burning in a house in front of him, and he can't do anything for them, how will he cry? A mother whose only child is dying in front of her, gasping in the last throes, in the throes of death. How that mother will cry, Wallah! By the qasam of my Allah, the cry of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was more than that. The cry of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was more than that. His cry made the malaika cry. His cry caused the arsh of Allah to cry. Jibreel would be sent. Quran would come down.
لعلك باقي نفسك ألا يكونوا مؤمنين، لعلك باقي نفسك على آثار من لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا. ما أنت عليهم بجبار، لست عليهم بوكيل، لست عليهم بمسيطر. ومن كفر فلا يحزنك كفره، فلا تذهب والله no language can translate this verse. فلا تذهب نفسك عليهم حسرات. Oh my beloved, are you going to let your regret over them destroy you? Are you going to let your hasrat and your regret destroy you? Listen your fikr, listen your dard, listen your pain. Allah would console him. Sanurdika fi ummatik, sanurdika fi ummatik, sanurdika fi ummatik. We will please you with regards to your ummah. My respected brothers, the clock of our life is ticking. The clock of our life is ticking. This is not an ordinary ummah. Huwa jitabakum, Allah selected the rich of this ummah, the poor of this ummah, the black of this ummah, the white of this ummah. Whatever language, whatever race, whatever creed, whatever nationality, every reciter of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, anyone who brought Iman on the Khatm-e-Nubuwat of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like Salah is an order of Allah, like Zakat is an order of Allah, like Hajj is an order of Allah, Wallah, Allah's Qasam, Dawat and Tabligh is an order of Allah. The one who brought Iman on the Khatm-e-Nubuwat of Nabiya Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his responsibility has become the mission, the cry, the pain, the fikr, the concern of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My respected brothers, this will not be achieved through bayans. Bayans is a means to light the spark. This ummah has to come onto hijrat. This ummah has to come onto qurbani. That qurbani which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave, that qurbani which sahaba gave, their qurbani became the fertilizer, the water. The gardens of Islam were watered. Winds of hidayat blew. Nation upon nation was saved from jahannam. That was the past. Qiyamah is in front of us like ants. 6 or 7 billion insan in front of us. Majority of them, if they die now, they are going to Jahannam forever and ever. Who is there to cry for them? Who is there to worry for them? My respected brothers, now is the time. Now is the time. Don't look left, don't look right. Wallah, my respected brothers, the clock of our life is ticking. Every sunset is a reminder. Every janazah is a reminder. Don't delay. Don't delay. Don't delay. Make decision now with Allah. Make decision now with Allah. Ya Allah, accept me. Accept my wealth. Accept my family. Accept my generation for your deed. And stand up. Naqad cash. Naqad cash. Four months to go in the path of Allah. Stand up, my respected brothers. More brothers, stand up. If you are waiting, why we are waiting? Have you got some khabar that you got another 10 years, another 15 years, another 20 years? If you have that, then no problem, sit. But if you have no guarantee, and wallah, we have no guarantee, now is the time to make decision with Allah. Stand up, mashallah. Come, my respected brothers.
More brothers, mashallah. Those who are sitting, this is not the time to sit, my respected brothers. This is the time to stand up, my beloved brothers. Show to Allah, Rabbul Izzat. More brothers, mashallah. Allah accept all of you, alhamdulillah. Even in the back tent also, inshallah. Nobody should be sitting now, my beloved brothers. Allah accept all of you, alhamdulillah. Allah accept all of you, mashallah. 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 Allahu Akbar. Allah kubul, mashallah. Allahu Akbar. Bhai, kya kariye? Sare majma ko main. We need a big tashkil tent as big as this year, mashallah. Allahu Akbar. Ji. 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 Now, my dear brothers, those who have been there yesterday, inshallah, they must not go there. Those who have not been to the tashkil tent, today they stood up, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. Just take a few steps there to the tashkil tent. Wallah, these few steps that you will take, you are taking those steps towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah. Make that qurbani and go to the tashkil tent, my beloved brothers. Allah wants to see the sincerity in our hearts. You stood up in your place. Now take those few steps to the tashkil tent. Those few steps that you will take, my beloved brothers, is the sign, it's the alamat that Allah ta'ala is going to take you for four months in the path of Allah. Go, my beloved friends, mashallah. As our Mufti Sahib last night, he mentioned, that those of you who will stand up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make from your awlad, from your progeny till qiyamah, Allah inshallah will make ulama and huffaz inshallah. Those who want that dua inshallah, go to the tashkil tent. Come dear brothers. And we want brothers who say, inshallah, that we are going to go for 4 months pedal, walking in the path of Allah. We want to make about 10 jamaats. 10 jamaats, inshallah, from this majma, for 4 months, walking in the path of Allah. And 4 months, India, Pakistan. And 4 months, to the foreign countries, as well as jamaat to go with the masturat. That is with our ladies also. We want those brothers who say, inshallah, we are ready to go with our ladies in the path of Allah. Come, beloved friends, mashallah. Go to the tashkil tent. Go, inshallah. Those who are standing, inshallah, take a few steps. You end. Those who have been there yesterday, inshallah, please sit down. Ji, mashallah. The same kind of jazbat and enthusiasm that we have got, we must show it in our zones, in our masjid, and in the Shab Guzari in Masjid Hilal. Beloved brothers, mashallah. Come, my beloved friends. We want the Tashkil brothers to also go there to the Tashkil. The brothers who are responsible for writing the names, the Tashkil brothers, please go there, inshallah, from your respective masjids and zones, and to assist them there in the Tashkil room. Many brothers who are going out, inshallah, right up to the month of Ramadan, right up to Ramadan, inshallah, who have not been put into jamaat, please go to the tashkil room and write your names in the respective jamaats of yours. So you are in the jamaat, you know who's your amir, and inshallah, when your jamaat is departing in the path of Allah. Allah kubul, inshallah. Allah kubul, alhamdulillah. ठीक है छुट्टी दे दे वापस है ना हु सेज हियर इंशाल्लाह दैट हु डिड नॉट हैव अ नियत टू गो इन अ पाथ ऑफ अल्लाह. But after the bayan of tonight, who say, inshallah, I want to go cash. Whatever time, inshallah. We're not saying 4 months, 40 days. Even 20 days, 10 days, even 3 days also, inshallah. But to go, inshallah, from tomorrow. From tomorrow in the path of Allah, cash. These brothers stand up, mashallah. Mashallah. Allah accept. Who else, inshallah? Who else, inshallah? To say, inshallah, we want to go cash in the path of Allah. Allah accept, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Allah, these brothers stand up. You also. Allah accept you, inshallah. What's your name, bhai? Abdul Mu'iz. From where you are? Durban. Which part of Durban? Beatrice Street. Allahu Akbar. Allah accept your whole jan and mal, inshallah. Your whole family. Gee, what's your name, bhai? Hamza Badar. From where? Oh, from Ikopo. Allah accept you, inshallah. Puri jan, puri mal, till qiyamah Allah accept. Who else say, inshallah, we are ready cash? Ready cash, mashallah. What's your name, bhai? Ibrahim, where are you from? Eastern Cape. Allah accept, mashallah. Naam. Mashallah, our sheikh from Makkah Mukarramah. Allah accept, mashallah. Who else say, inshallah, we are ready cash? Mashallah, stand up, mashallah. What's your name, bhai? Yusuf, bhai. Allah accept, mashallah. Where are you from? Port Shepston, Allah accept you, mashallah. G, where are you from, bhai? I'm Zinto. I'm Zinkulu. What's your name? Musa, Allahu Akbar, from Amzinkulu. G, mashallah, Tayyar. Tayyar. Mashallah, our sheikh from Makkah. So these brothers who stood up, inshallah, cash, they also go to the tashkil room, inshallah. Go to the tashkil room. Allah reward you, mashallah. Allah reward you. Now the talk should be, my dear brothers, among ourselves, that how we going in the path of Allah. When we going in the path of Allah. With who we going in the path of Allah. Make jamaats in your masjids. Make jamaat from your muhalla, from your zone. This must be the talk tonight, my dear brothers. We must revise the bayan what Maulana spoke. Among ourselves, don't talk of anything else. When we are eating, talk about what was spoken. What you can remember. How we got affected. How are we going to put into amal? Do the revision, my dear brothers. Till the night. Don't talk of anything about this and that. We'll all do that inshallah, my dear brothers. Allah accept us all, mashallah. Jazakumullah khair. Dua kar lo. Dua kar lo. Dua kar lo. Mukhtasar.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهل فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهل وفعل بنا ما أنت أهل فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين سبحانك ما أحلمك سبحانك ما أجودك سبحانك ما عبدناك حق عبادتك سبحانك ما عرفناك حق معرفتك كم من نعمة أنعمت بها علينا فقل لك بها صبر كم من نعمة أنعمت بها علينا فقل لك بها شكرنا وكم من بلية ابتليتنا بها فقل لك بها صبرنا يا من قل عند نعمته شكرنا فلم يحرمنا ويا من قل عند بليته صبرنا فلم يخذلنا يا من رآنا على الخطايا فلم يفضحنا يا ذا المعروف الذي لا ينقضي أبدا يا ذا النعماء التي لا تحصى أبدا يا إلهنا وخالقنا ورازقنا اجعلنا ممن يساقون إلى الجنة زمرا إلهنا إن كانت ذنوبنا كثيرة فإن رحمتك أعظم وأجل إلهنا عاملنا برحمتك عاملنا برحمتك عاملنا برحمتك فأنت أرحم الراحمين فأنت أجود الأجودين فأنت خير الغافرين إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب اغفر لنا ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن سيئات أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد الإنس والجان اللهم افتح باب الهداية اللهم أخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبهم الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم اجعلنا هادين مهديين غير ضالين ولا مضلين اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك اللهم اجعل نبينا لنا فرطا وحوضه لنا موردا اللهم احشرنا في زمرة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا من حزبه واستعملنا على سنته يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماع مرحوما واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما برحمتك ومنك وفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومطاعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله.